We're here on the top of Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, Min Mole, and the Gemara is asking, according to Rava's understanding that we discussed on Chavav Amid Beis of Rav Shim ben Elazar, that Rav Shim ben Elazar is of the opinion that there is a shame beged other than beyond Tzemer Upishtan, as far as, again, if it has the minimum shear of shlosh al shlosh tfachim, so that special shear of shlosh al shlosh tfachim, that's limited to tumas negoyim, and that's limited lekuli alma to tzemer upishtan. But when you're talking about shar begodim, according to Rav Shim ben Elazar, if you have a shear of shlosh al shlosh tfachim, then it has the same beged. For example, a kabbalah's tumas maga, if a sheretz would fall on it, it would be tummy. Is where does Rav Shim ben Elazar derive that from? And the Gemara says nafkale mi o beged in the parsha of tumas shrotzim. O beged, the sanya we learned in a brisa, and this brisa is analyzing the pasuk in Tumas Shrotzim. As I said in the previous shiur, there are two parshiyos that we're studying here. It was Vayikra Yud Gimel, and that was that subject of Chavav Amid Beis, the drashos regarding Tumas Negoyim. And then there's, if you rewind two prakim to Vayikra Yud Aleph, you have the parsha of Tumas Shrotzim. And in the parsha of Tumas Shrotzim, a beged is mentioned. It says there, V'chol Asher Yipol Alav. A love means it, the sheretz fell on it, bimosam, yitma, and then it says, mikol kliyetz, o beged. So what's beged doing here in the parsha of sheretz? And lechora, we don't need the word beged here, because it says kol kli, so if kelim are makabel tuma from shrotzim, then I guess it's assumed that begadim should be makabel tuma as well. So the brisa says beged. If it would just say, the Gemara actually is analyzing, I believe. Let's see. The word o beged. It could have said in the pasuk, "Kol kli eitz u beged," and you'd save yourself one word. Well, actually, you'd save yourself one letter, but you'd save yourself the word "o." So, if it would have just said "beged" without "o beged," ainli ella beged, I would only know that the category of beged, the shame beged, applies to Tzemer and Pishtan. I would not know that Beged from other Minim would also be Mekabel Tumah. Because as we saw in the case of Tumas Negoyim, there the Torah limits it to Tzemer or Pishtan. And if you recall, the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel was that we aim B'Klal El Mashi B'Frat, and that would go way beyond the confines of Tumas Negoyim. So now we're talking about Maga, not Tumas Negoyim, is therefore Ella, is how do we know that Orig Mishar B'Godim? Now he says it's Shloshal Shloshat Tfachim, because again, what was unique to the parsha of Nigei B'Godim was that even a beged as small as Shalosh Al Shalosh Etzbos was Makabel Tumah. At least for the Aniyim, for the Ashirim, that's going to be a machlokas rishonim, but perhaps for everyone. But once we go beyond Tzemer and Pishtan in the parsha of Nigei Begadim, then again the Shir is always going to be Shloshal Shloshat Tfachim. But how do we know Bishar Begadim Inayin? Tamalomar O Beged. The extra word O is coming to teach me that even in Shar Begadim, we have a shame beged for Kabbalah's Tumah, which means that if a sheretz falls on a beged that's made of, for example, a Tzemer Geffen, or whatever the case may be, it's not Tzemer Ufishtan, it would be Mekabel Tumah. Tumah by virtue of the fact that it's Tumas Maga. So now the Gemara asks the following question about Baye. Now Baye disagrees with Rava. He identified Rav Shimon Elazar with Rabbi Yishmael. And in that sense, Ein Beklal Mashav Prat, the definition universally of a Beged is only Tzemer Ufishtu. So there's no room here to have an extra ribui for Sharminim, because according to Abaye, there's no such thing as a Tana who holds that in Sharminim there's a Shem Beged for Kabbalah's Tumah. Is high O Beged my Ovile? What does Abaye do with the ribui of O in the parasha of Shrotzim? So the Gemara answers, Mi Boile Le Rabos Sholosh Al Sholosh B'tzemer upishtim dimitame bishrotzim. In other words, we thought that this gevaldige chiddush, that you can have a minuscule cloth, a piece of cloth that's as small as sholosh al sholosh, it's bos, and it has some sort of a shame beged, that's only as far as tumas negoyim is concerned. Are we willing to say that with regard to In the framework of Tzemer Upishtan, if you were within that, you know, restricted area, that it has the same beged of Sholosh, even though it's Sholosh al Sholosh, for any din whatsoever? For example, Kabbalah's Tumas Maga, if a sheretz falls on this minuscule piece of cloth that is made of Tzemer Upishtan, it's only Sholosh al Sholosh, it's Bos, how do we know that even beyond the confines of Tumas Negoyim, in terms of some sort of, as we called it, a universal Shem Beged, that it is called a Beged, even though it's only Sholoshetz Boz? Does the malus of Tzemer Ufishtan impact on even the dimensions of this Orig? And for that I need the O, to tell me that even if my Tzemer Ufishtin is so small that it's only Sholosh al Sholosh, nevertheless if a sheretz falls on it, it's Mekabel Tumah. Now, the Gemara is going to flip back to Rava. Right? In other words, how does Rava derive this din of Abaye? Do we know that this very small shear of Sholosh et Bos, which we saw in the parasha of Negoyim, of Nigei Begodim, of Sholosh al Sholosh et Bos, in the case of Tzemer Ufishtan, do we know that that applies to Tzemer Ufishtan? Maybe that's a din in Tumas Negoyim, but it has no impact on Tzemer Ufishtan as far as the Shem Beged is concerned, for other dinim, like for example Tumas Sheretz. So Rava says, Goli Rachmona Gabi Negoyim, who had din Lishrotzim. And basically, it seems that Rava has some sort of a binyan av here, from the parsha of Nigei Begodim. That if in the parsha Nigei Begodim we had that drasha from the pasuk Veha Beged, the extra vav in the hay that we discussed in the last year, that teaches me that even a small shear of Sholosh al Sholosh is that's really that's a gili rachmana, gili milsa on the Shem Beged of Tzemer Upishtan. It's not a Gili Milsa on Tumas Negoyim of Nigei Begodim, but rather it's a reflection on the Shem Beged. And therefore, Hu Adin L'Shrotzim. Which means that when it says Beged, it means a piece of cloth made of either Tzemer Upishtan that Sholosh al Sholosh et Zbos. Because we derived the ribui of Sholosh al Sholosh et Zbos from O Beged, from Veha Beged, and that taught me that Sholosh al Sholosh et Zbos in Tzemer Ufishtan is included in is your shear, your minimum shear for an Arig in Kabbalah's Tumas Negoyim. And now we're going to say that same piece of cloth, which is made of Tzemer Ufishtan, it has only the minimum shear of Sholosh al Sholosh, it's going to be Mitame Tumas Shrotzim. In other words, it has the Shem Beged way beyond the confines of Tumas Negoyim. And for that, I need the Pasuk O Beged in the Parsha of Shrotzim, telling you that same Orig, which is Mekabel Tumas Negoyim, i.e., an arig that's made of tzemer of fishtan and has shalosh atzbos, that is also a beged as far as being makabel to masheretz is concerned. Now the Gemara wants to explain why Abaye holds that we cannot make this binyan av, so to speak. We cannot equate negoim to shrotzim, and therefore we cannot derive the conclusion that semer u'pishton become tome in tumah shrotzim if they have only the shear of shalosh al shalosh. Abaye, instead of deriving that from binyan av, if you call it that, he's going to have to use the pasuk obeged in order to derive that conclusion of shalosh al shalosh etzbos bitzemeru pishtan. In other words, we have here Rava. Rava in Rav Shimon ben Elazar is going to tell you that there's a tumah sheretz in shar minim other than tzemer u'pishtan, that he's going to have to derive from o beged in the parash of shrotzim. Good. And if you ask me how does he know shalosh al shalosh in tzemer u'pishtan, that he's going to derive from an equation to tzemer u'pishtan in the parash of negoim. Abaye is going to use the O Beged to teach you Shalosh al Shalosh b'Shtemru Fishtin. He's not going to derive that conclusion as Robert did from this Hekesh, this equation between Shrotzim and Negoim. So Abaye says, Ikal Mifrach, I have a Pircha. You can't derive from Negoim. Why? Because my Negoim has a special Chumra. Shekain Shesivi Arev Mitami Bohem. Shesivi Arev Achutim. That have not been woven into a beged, so there's clearly no shame beged. And yet, if you have shalosh al shalosh in shesivi arev, meaning the potential to create an orig of shalosh al shalosh from those chutin, they're long enough for that, then they are makabel tumas negoyim, even in that raw state of being threads. In shrotzim, there is no parsha of shesivi arev. You need a beged. You need an orig. You need something that was woven together. So therefore, you see clearly that there's a distinction between these two parashios. The parasha of Nigei Begadim and the parasha of Shem Beged as far as Kabbalah's Tumah is concerned, Tumah's Maga, if a sheretz falls on a beged. And therefore, Abaye will need a special drasha of O beged, in order to derive this conclusion that in Tzemer u'Fishtan we have a Chiddush that's unique to Tzemer u'Fishtan, and that is that's Mitami b'Shrotzim b'Sholosh al Sholosh v'Idach. Now the Gemara turns back to Rava. I mean, Rava was building on this Hekesh, on this automatic Binyan Av to equate Shrotzim with Tumas Negoim, and to assume that since the Torah in Tumas Negoim told us that all you need is Shalosh al Shalosh Etzbos in Tzemer u'Pishtan, then that's all you're going to need in Shrotzim. Well, there seems to be a fundamental difference, as Abaye points out, between Negoim and Shrotzim, and that's the parasha of Sivyarit. So the Gemara says, Isal Kedaitach, according to Rava, who derives the din of Sholosh al Sholosh in Tzemer Pishtan, in Shrotz, from Tumas Negoim, if you're going to tell me that Negoim Chamiri, that the din of Negoim has its Chumra, like we saw in Shesivi Arev, in comparison to Shrotzim, and therefore you can't derive from Negoim to Shrotzim with regard to an Arig that is Sholosh al Sholosh Etzbos, is then, and that again according to Abaye's logic is why you need the O Beged to teach me that Ribui for Sholosh al Sholosh, is Lichtov Rachmana, the Torah could have said this Ribui of Tzemer u'Fishtan that becomes Tomei with Sholosh al Sholosh Etzbos Gabi Shrotzen and V'leisu Negoim Minayu. Rav is attacking Abaye because of two premises of Abaye. On the one hand, Abai comes to the conclusion that Beged in the parsha of Shrotzim is coming to teach us that shir of Sholosh al Sholosh Etzbos in Semeru Pish. Then at the same time, he has this premise that he operates with, that Negoim is more chomir than Shrotzim, because in Negoim we have the parsha of Shisi Va'orev. So Rava asks Abaye, if you're correct based on these two premises, then why didn't the Torah just simply write the O Beged? Right, Lichtov Rachmana, the Torah could have said O Beged Gabi Shrotzim V'lesu Negoim Minayu, meaning let's learn it the Kal V'chomer in the following way. In other words, according to you, Abaye, we used Vahabeged in the parish of Negoim to teach me Sholosh al Sholosh Etzbos. But if the Torah in the parish of Shrotzim would have told me Sholosh al Sholosh Etzbos, which, as Abaye claims, we derive from O Beged, so why do I need the Vahabeged to teach me the same halacha? Ad Rabbi would have certainly concluded that Sholosh al Sholosh is enough for Tumas Negoyim if I see that Sholosh al Sholosh is sufficient for Tumas Shrotzim, because there's a Kal V'chomer. If you're being Machmir in Shrotzim, which is Kal, it doesn't have the special parasha of Shisi and Orev, and yet Sholosh al Sholosh Etzbos is enough. Again, we're talking about Semeru Fishtin according to Abaye. Then, how much more so in the case of Nige Begadim, where we have the Chumra of Shisi and Ariv, how much more so would the minimum shear be sufficient of Sholosh Etzbos or Sholosh Etzbos? So we could have had this Yitura Dekra here in the parasha of Shrotzim, which is called O Beged. That teaches me Sholosh al Sholosh. And again, according to Abaye, we're talking about Semeru Pishtan. And then we would derive logically the case of Tumas Negoim, because Negoim is more chamur. We don't need the Va'beged, which even Abaye agreed was a Yitur Dekra that was coming to teach me the Orig of Sholosh al Sholosh Etzbos in the case of Semeru Pishtan. The Idach, and now the Gemara wants to know, how is Abaye going to counter argue against Rava's logic? Because if the Torah would have been Mechadesh the din of Orig of Sholosh al Sholosh, meaning Etzbos in Semeru Pishtan, in Tumas Shrotzim, why would that not be enough to derive the conclusion that Sholosh al Sholosh Etzbos is certainly enough for Tumas Nige Begadim? Because Negoim Mishrotzim lo asu. In other words, it's in both directions, so to speak. Why? De'ika lemifrach, we have a pircha. Malish Shrotzim, interesting that Shrotzim has a chumra vis-a-vis Negoim. Shekain, Sheretz is metame b'ka'adasha. All you need is a very small size Sheretz, which is called ke'adasha, a little small bean. And this we derive from Tumas Shrotzim. The Torah says, "Kol anogeh b'hem b'mosam yitmada arev." And b'hem is telling me that only when they have shlemim, when they're complete, they're metamim. But if they're complete, then the Torah says, "Kol asher yipol olav mehem b'mosam." And the word mehem seems to assume that even if you have part of a sheretz, it's metame. And the Gemara reconciles this in Masechta Chagiga Yud Aleph by saying even part of a sheretz is metame, but you need a sheer sheretz that could be sholem, the smallest sheretz around. And the Chacham say that's called a keadasha. Again, we have to talk about that in greater length of the shear of keadasha. Now, that's a special chumra in Tumas Shrotzim, and therefore Tumas Shrotzim chamurim even with regard to the minimum shear of a beggar that comes in contact with the sheretz and now acquires Tumas Shrotzim, meaning the sheretz itself as an avat tumah can now transfer its tumah, convey its tumah to an arig that is so small that it's sholosh hasholeh etzbos if it's made at semer ufishta. But in the case of negoyim, where the sheer tumah is a larger sheer of tumah, and that has to do with a mishnah negoyim in the sixth perek, the sheer of kidneyos, right? Min kidneyos, which is it's otherwise known as a gris, and that sheer kidneyos, which is larger than an adasha, is that's the sheer of tumas nigei b'godim. So that in nige in a goyim we have a kula that you need a minimum shear of a kegris. So this shear of kegris in a goyim we'll come back to Mirz Hashem later, but you need a minimum size of a kegris, which as we said is larger than that of a kiadasha, which is the shear of a sheretz. So therefore we see that there's a chumra in tumah shrotzim vis-a-vis tumas negoyim. So we might say that dafka in the case of tumas shrotzim with the Torah's machmir, then it could be machmir, it could be metame, the sheretz which is metame kedasha, could even be metame an orig of sholosh al sholosh etzbos of tzemer u'pishton. In the case of negoyim with the shear of tumah is the shear kegris, we could possibly assume that the orig that has only shalosh as possible would not contract the tumas negoyim. Therefore, the Torah had to teach me this din of shalosh as possible, even in the parasha of negoyim, and that was veha beged, the extra vav and hay. But that would not be enough to teach me from negoyim to shrotzim that all you need for the sheretz is to fall on a cloth that is small enough. Again, several pishnan of three etzbos, because maybe negoyim is more chomer in the fact that it has the parasha of shasi v'arev. So basically we need two limudim. We need the o beged in the parasha of shrotim, and we need the veha beged in the parasha of negoyim. And each one comes respectively for a ribui to teach you shalosh al shalosh etzbos in a beged, a cloth of tzemer upishtan. It's going to be tome if a sheretz falls on it, and it can contract tumas negoyim. Is memela, we don't really have a drasha for sharminim. That was Rava's understanding. I mean, Rava had this hekesh, and therefore he had the extra words obeged in the parish of Shrotzen to teach me other begodin in shlosha tefachim. But Abai doesn't have that luxury. Now, back on Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis, we brought a brice of Rabbi Shmuel, and we derive from the Goyim that Beged Stam, you know, it's your universal definition of Beged in Kol Torah Kula, is only something that's made of Tzemer Ufishtin, and that's the Klal Uprat of Rabbi Shmuel. And therefore, Beged Mishar Minim is not Makabel Tumah. And now Abai brings an additional brisa that came from the same base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel. And according to Abai, that brisa disagrees with the brisa that we brought earlier on Daf Chav Vav. Amar Abai, hi Tana. The Tana that we brought in the brisa above, the Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Mapik mi idach. Tana de Bei Yishmael. In other words, he took his svara from a different Tana, who also was learning in the same base medrash, but disagreed with it. So Abai now brings the second Tana, the Tani de Bei Rabbi Yishmael, in the parsha of Tumas Shrotzim in Vayikra Yudalf. It says, "V'chol asher yipol alav mehem b'mosam yitma mikol kliyetz o beged." And the Tana says that the word beged, in other words, if it had said mikol kli eitz u beged instead of o beged, then I would have said ainly, I would have thought it means that what's makabel tumah from shrotzim bela beged shel tzemer u pishtim, right? You have to have a wool that comes off a sheep, or a cloth that's made of linen, of flax. And we saw such a thing in the Goyim, that a beged for the Goyim, for Tumas the Goyim, has to be made of Tzemer Ufishtin. Minayin l'Rabbos, how do we know? Tzemer Gmalim, Tzemer Arnovim, Notza Shal Izim, Vashirin, Vahakolech, Vahasrikin. So these are begodim that are made of other materials, other than Tzemer Kvasim, or Pishtim, and how do we know that they too are included in Tumas Shrotzim? Talmud Lomar O Beged. So this is a Brisa, the name of the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, that comes to the conclusion, basically the way we saw in Rava and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Now, what are these different kinds of begadim? Let's just go through them one by one. Tzemer Gmalim, that's pretty obvious, and it's Tzemer in the Torah is Tzemer Kvasim, only, you know, that's Tzemer Stam, but here the Torah is including even Tzemer Gmalim. And then you have Tzemer Arnovim, that you can make some sort of a beged out of the wool on the rabbits. Notza Shalizim, you can gather together the feathers of a goat, and once you cut that off, you can weave it together and form a beged. Vashirin, okay, that's called meshi in Hebrew, that's silk, so you make a cloak that's made mostly from silk. And kolach is made from the psolis of meshi, okay, that's also some sort of silk, a silkworm. And then we have srikin, which is also made of meshi, but a different kind of silk, and that's called meshi harach. It's more of a soft meshi, and you have to extract it from certain parts of the silkworm, I guess. So how do we know that all these can be nitma, can be mekabel tum from a sheretz, and that's going to derive from o beged. The extra word o is coming to be marred by all these different minim for begodim. So then basically, what Abai is presenting here in this second Tana of Debei Rabbi Shmuel is that all minim are makabel tumah, and even if they have sholosh al sholosh etzbos, that's how small they are. Because if we're going to derive from the goyim that if you have an orig that is sholosh al sholosh, and it's called a beged, then now that we have the O to teach me that in, as far as Tumas Shrotzim is concerned, that O beged means even other minim, then those minim, like the Shem beged of Negoyim, will require nothing more than the minimum shear of Sholosh al Sholosh Etzbos. And that's the subject of this Tosfos Divrei Maskil Nafka. Rav is going to disagree with Abaye. He's going to try to make shalom between these two Tanoim that both came from the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Omar, ki lesle lach Tano, Tana to be Rabbi Shmuel. When the Tana, that's the first Tana that we discussed on Chavav, that the Brice of Tebei Rabbi Shmuel, who says that we don't have Kabbalah's Tuma of Shrotzim and Shar B'Godim, is Sholosh al Sholosh. He only meant to say that Sholosh al Sholosh Etzbos is two minimum of a shear to be Mekabel Tuma Mishrotzim, and apparently he's going to derive a binyan out from the Goyim that in the Goyim a beged with that size is mekabel tumas the golem only if it comes from tzemer ufishtin, right? But if you have something that's a cloth that is coming, that is woven from shar minim, is then you need shlosha tfachim isle. Then it has to have that minimum shear of shlosha al shlosha. So again, even the first Tana of Debei Rabbi Shmuel, which Abai built so much upon, he would also agree that there is an arig of shar minim that's makabel tuma, just it cannot be an arig of sholosh al sholosh etzbos. That can't be mitami from tumish rotzim. That's a unique halacha of tzemer ufishtim. But if you have an arig that shlosh al shlosh etfachim, even if it's made of shar minim, it would be makabel tumish rotzim. And that's exactly the same conclusion that you get to from this second Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel. So there's no, you know, there's no contradiction between the two Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuels. So the Gemara now says, but Rav himself seems to be contradicting himself, because how did Rav say that according to the first Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel, Shlosh al Shlosh Tfachim of other Minim is Mekabel Tuma Mishrotzim, but Rav who diomar Shlosh al Shlosh B'Shar B'Gadim L'Rav Shimon Elazar Islay L'Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel Leslay. Rav himself made the statement, as we quoted back on Chavav Amid Beis, that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar on this very point. And that is, do we have an entity of a shame beged, which would be makabel tumah, if it's made of shar minim? And that's where Rava said the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Tana Beir Shmuel lies. The machlokas is that Rav Shimon Elazar is going to derive a tumas begadim, or an Hashem beged, in shar begadim, as long as it has shlosh al shlosh tefachim. And Rabbi Shmuel denies it. Rabbi Shmuel only has Hashem beged in tzemer ufishtan, because he has the, you know, the klalu prat, and ain't beklalu amashe beprat. So the Gemara answers, hada be Rava. Rava changed his opinion. He now accepts Abaye that Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Elazar really are saying the same thing, which means that both Tanoim agree that as far as Negoim is concerned, there's only Tuma in Tzemer Ufishtan, not in Shar B'Gadim, but as far as Tuma Shrotzim for Tumas Maga, then if you have a cloth that's made of Sholosh Sholosh Etzbos, that's only Tomei if it's Mitzemru Fishtan, but if it's an Orig that has Shlosh al Shlosh Tfachim, and it's the largest shear, then it's Tomei even if it's made of Shar Minim. Whereas Abaye holds, right, according to the new position here, is that both Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Shimon Elazar agree that the entire enterprise of Tumah only applies to Tzemer Upishtan. There's no Shem Beged beyond the confines of Tzemer Upishtan. It just doesn't exist. That's one way of explaining it. Ebay's aim of the Gemara now offers a second way of understanding it. Rava was not Choser, but rather he admits to Abaye that Tanit Be'er Rabbi Shmuel, the first Tanit Be'er Rabbi Shmuel, holds that only in Tzemer Upishtan is there tumah. Again, we're talking about all tumas, and he's contradicted by, or he contradicts the second Tana of the second Brice of Rabbi Shmuel, who is willing to expand tumah to shar minim, and ha, meaning that statement that was said in the name of Rava, that there is no machlokas between the two Tanaim, that's not really Rava, but really it's Rav Papa who said it. And it's not Rav. We attribute it to Rav mistakenly, but it's really Rav Papa who said it. And he said it in a different language. The Rav Papa Omar, Rav Papa says that when the Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel, the first Tana de Beir Rabbi Shmuel, says that Beged in Negoyim means Dafka Tzemru Fishtin, is Af Kol, any Beged, wherever you see in the Torah, is Tzemru Fishtin. Is lasuye kilay. In other words, the kol beged, which comes to expand your definition of beged, that's only for kilayim. The Torah in the Parsha Kilayim, in Parshas Kedoshim, says, "Ubeged kilayim shatnez lo yale olecha." Again, beged, and the Torah didn't say exactly what kind of mixture makes this beged into kelayim. So we're going to learn from the Goyim that beged means tsemer upishtan, and there's no isa kelayim unless you're mixing a wool and linen. But a mixture of two other minim would not generate the beged kelayim, the isa kelayim. As far as beged in tumah shrotzim, we're not going to derive anything from the Goyim, because the Pasuk O Beged in the Parash of Shrotzim is going to expand beyond Tzemer U'Pishtan to include all Minim that are Makabel Tumah, like Rabbi Yishmael in the second Tanit of Beir Yishmael. And that includes even a Beged of Sholosh al Sholosh Etzbos. So basically it comes out that according to the interpretation of Rapapa in the Tanit of Beir Yishmael, the first Tanit of Beir Yishmael, the entire Halacha of expanding beyond the confines of Tzemer Upishtin would apply in Hilchus Tumah, whether it be, you know, in the Goyim, and now we're expanding it even to Tumah Shratzim, and the first Rabbi Tana Rebbe Shmuel is going to insist that the expansion of the definition of beged to include other minim has no impact on kelayim. That in kelayim we're going to limit the shem beged as we did in the goyim to tzemer u'pishtan. So let's just go over Rav Papa's understanding. Rav Papa is saying that the first Tana de Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that just like in the goyim, we say that the definition of beged is limited to tzemer u'pishtan, then elsewhere the name beged is also limited to tzemer u'pishtan, and that's the parsha of u'beged kelayim, and it only applies to a tarovis of tzemer u'pishtan as opposed to any other meaning. However, if you're asking about tumah shrotzim and what definition of beged is, that we don't derive from the Goyim, but the Pasuk says, O Beged, in the Parashat Shrotzim, that's a ribui to teach us that all minim are makabel tumah from a sheretz. And that is identical with what we saw in Rabbi Shmuel in the second brice of Rabbi Shmuel, of Tanu Beir Shmuel, that even in the case of Sholosh al Sholosh Etzbos, that's sufficient. And the Gemara now asks a kash on Rav Papa, according to his understanding of Tana de Beir Shmuel Rishon. He says the following, Kelayim behejik sivbe, in the Torah it says explicitly, in Parshas Kiteitze, it says, Lo silba shatnez tzemer u'fishtin yachtov. But we don't need some sort of an equation to negoyim to limit the definition of kelayim to these two minim. The Torah says explicitly that kelayim is these two minim. So the Gemara answers, if not for the limit from the goyim, is salka daita chamin, I would have thought, hani mili, salka daita chamin, if not for the derivation from the goyim, I would have thought, hani mili, the sershatness that is formulated by the Torah only in Tarov is a mixture of Tzemer Fishtin, that's only Derech Levisha. Meaning, the Torah says, Lo Silbash, in the Parsha in Ki Teitze. Lo Silbash, Tzemer U'Pishtin Yachta. But Abel Baal Lo, if let's say he puts something over his body, but he's not wearing it, it's not Derech Levisha, that's called Halah. That Iser is derived from Parshas Kedoshim, not from Parshas Kiteitze. And there the Torah Parshas Kedoshim doesn't say a word about Tzemer U'Pishtin. It just says, Beged Kelayim Shatnez Lo Yale Olecha. And therefore we might think, as far as Halah is concerned, then Kol Trei Mini Osir, any combination of two Minim is Osir, and therefore we need a limud from the Goy. So Gemara says, I don't get it. V'chilav kal v'chomer hu ma levisha. Levisha is always more chomer than halah. And there it's dafka mishani kule gufe, and it's dafka kalayim because his entire body is wearing this beged. He just didn't throw it over his shoulder. And yet, Amrit, we say, the Torah says in Kiteitze, Tzemer u'pishtin in midi achrini lo is halah, where it's not his whole body that benefits from, you know, maybe he throws it over his shoulder or something, his little coach can have much more so that the Iser Kelayim could only apply to a mixture of Tzemer U'Pishtan. Ella, The Gemara comes to the conclusion that the statement of Rav Papa when he says af kol beged, correct, is coming to teach us that kelayim is not osur in tarovas tamruv pishtam bidusahi. It's a mistake. And the din of kelayim is explicit in the Torah, and we don't have to derive it from the goy. Fine. So now the Gemara has to bring some sort of alternative way of understanding the first brisa of Rabbi Yishmael, that it shouldn't be a stira to the Tana of Tana Beir Yishmael in the second brisa. Is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omar af kol semeru pishtin, when the Tana said that we should derive from the goyim to other parshiyos in the Torah that beged is dafka what? Semer upishtin. Here we turn to Chav Zayinom and Beis Lasuye Tzitzis. It's coming to tell you about the mitzvah of Tzitzis. In Parsha Shlach it says V'yasu lahem tzitzis al kamfei bigdehem, and that we're going to derive from the goyim only applies to a beged of tzemer or of pishtan. They are included beged and echayv in tzitzis, but begadim from other minim are potter from the mitzvah of tzitzis. As far as Kabbalah's tumah is concerned, for example, the tumah of shrotzin, which is called tumas maga, that we're going to derive from o beged, that it includes other minim, other than tzemer pishtan. It's not limited, and even if it only has the shear of shalosh al shalosh etzbos. And now the Gemara is going to go on to ask questions about this interpretation of Papa in the first price of Rabbi Shmuel, as far as tzitzis is concerned. So we're stopping here on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and we are now on the second line in the Gemara, where it says right after actually. We're still on the top line, right after it says Lasuye Tzitzis.